This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are back at Wachusett Mountain. And it is a snow show, and it is it's escalating out of control here. I got Wiki having 87 conversations with people. Curtis screaming in the middle of live reads. It's getting crazy.
Yeah.
We got beer delivery going on here.
I love East Coast Metal Roofing and Paul. They do a great job.
They do a great job. Curtis, one thing, we spoke to Wick Grosbeck, the governor of the Celtics now and going forward, at least for 3 years. Half an hour or so ago, and one thing that stuck in your brain was?
Two, but the biggest was there is room for one arena in Boston. Hearing it that matter-of-factly was shocking to me.
Shime, you have that audio?
It's probably not a topic I'm even going to get into today, but I will say this. We have a long-term partnership and friendship going back with the Jacobs now 22 years. It's been really quite something. And we've risen this team to close to the top of the league, like in the top three or four of the whole league in terms of revenues based on that lease and that building because of our fans and because of our team. But, it's not broken over there. And we have a great partnership with the Jacobs. There's room for one arena in Boston, not two.
Wow. That is shocking.
Mm.
And the more I think about it, the only reason if I'm Chisholm and I'm purchasing this team and I'm putting in almost all of my net worth into this organization, or at least half of it, that I'm retaining Wick is to be the new front-facing like Sam Kennedy.
Mm.
So if this offseason, because of the second apron or whatever, they have to move on from Jaylen Brown, because he cited Paul George. I didn't ask about teams. He cited that the Clippers arena sucks and they had to get rid of Paul George, in so many words. And I would have Wick in front because he has the trust of the fan base. He's someone that can be a messenger of he can bridge the new group in by having tough conversations with the fan base. If that's Bill Chisholm and, you know, his new president named, you know, with the slick hair from Miami, sitting down in front of fans in Boston saying we had to do this because it's too punitive now with the second apron, it would be far more damaging, I think, for the fan base.
Yeah, I just don't know why you would assume that they're going to do business differently than they've done it.
Like, he just said it.
That,
What do you mean?
He just said, when talking about the roster and the profitability of the organization, he said, we can't do business as it's been done because they've changed the rules in the NBA to make it punitive. It's not just that you're going to get taxed. It's that you're not going to be able to keep the mid-level exception. You're not going to be able to make certain trades. You're going to be drafting at the end of the draft. That's why we have Brad Stevens, the most brilliant guy out there, to help us find these guys. He has said over and over again, both when he's been asked and unprompted, about the durability of keeping the Jays in Boston for as long as he's here. That just wasn't what I heard in the interview. It wasn't.
It's tough to do in today's NBA. It's just really, really difficult to do because of all those penalties that he was talking about, which, you know, trying to get into them, you have to almost be like a basketball expert because they'll give you an absolute, you know, ice cream headache. And it is interesting to see. And I'm with Courtney. I hope they don't have to do that, and I hope that it might be some of those other players that we look and we love, but we go, okay, if we lose a Derek White, not as big as a blow.
They're not building a team around
Derek White. Yeah, if we lose a Jrue Holiday, not as big. Even if we have to lose a Kristaps Porzingis and you have to try to find the next guy and Brad has to do that, not as big as a blow, but if you do have to get to the point because of the contracts being so big for both the Jays and have to make a decision like we can only survive with one of these.
Well, and you freaked me out now because he brought up Golden State off air. Wiggy and I were going back and forth about it, and he was saying, you know, if we win another championship this year and they have to make changes, look what Golden State did after their second.
Yeah, they moved on from Klay Thompson eventually because of the, you know, the money that they had invested in, and obviously Steph Curry, then it was KD, Klay Thompson. So you're right, Curtis. He did bring up Paul George, who went from, I believe it was Oklahoma City, and then was traded to the Kings, hoping to, you know, get them over the hump with a big contract with Kawhi Leonard, and then you have to make a decision. All right, one of these guys got
to
go.
And Greg brought up to Wick, and I thought it was a great question about the players and how they're feeling about it, because obviously whenever there's change, people feel a certain type of way. The one that he points out is, of course, Jason. That's the only one he names by name and says, you know, Jason says, you know, I trust what you're going to do. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, players really don't, you know, they don't care.
But to only call out one player and it be Jason, of course, Jason is the face of this team, but again, Jaylen Brown probably feels a type of way whenever stuff like that happens.
And my other takeaway is Wick is rooting hard for Arkansas over St. John's tomorrow. But the other thing, if I'm a Celtics fan, this is, like, obviously not must win. There's no, but do whatever you can to get this one.
Yeah.
Because it may look different going forward. Mm.
Yeah. But I think it's hard if you're Billy Chisholm and you win this one to not do whatever it takes to win the third one, you know.
But it's an easier blow, though. Like, you know, when you have when you have back to back chips, and
it all falls on you, though.
Right, but Curtis brings up a great point. You become the Teflon, or the bulletproof vest that we saw with Belichick for so many years. Mm-hmm. Sam Kennedy, he's that when it comes to John Henry. You become Cam Neely with the Jacobs, that one person that, all right, if we need somebody to throw slings and arrows at that can explain to it the best way and kind of have us fans not jump off the roof, Wick is the perfect guy to talk us off the ledge.
Right. He is the because why else? These people are worth more than any of us could ever, except for Greg, any of us could ever imagine. And so they're going to enter this. Chisholm is a brilliant guy, I'm sure. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows that the weight of the fan's heart is to keep a guy that they trust, and that's what Wick's going to do. And until that purpose is served, then he will leave, but he will be there as a way to be the conduit for the new group and help fans tolerate changes that may come.
This is Tarek from Boston. What's up?
Greg, every time. Tarek. Every time. I call off.
I'm sorry.
Tarek. As soon as you said it, I said, man.
I'm sorry. Greg, egregious.
I apologize.
From now on. Anyway.
I mean, it's phonetically, it's Tarek.
T-A-R-I-K.
And I didn't want to say it.
Phonetically, it's only two pronunciations. But I
can I call you T? Can I just call you T going forward?
Chisholm said there's no room in Boston for another stadium. But are they talking about building a stadium in Boston, or are they talking about Everett?
I don't think they're not really talking.
That's semantics. He's playing the semantics game. They're going to build a stadium. It doesn't make any sense financially to spend $6 billion on a team and not have your own house.
But why be that demonstrative about it?
Because it's the game. You have to. Because first of all,
what's
you
the game?
Kind of want to shove it in Boston's face. What? Look, they for not just the Celtics, but the Patriots, the Red Sox have all tried to buy Boston land to build, and they've all been shut down. Then all of a sudden, every single idiot with a bag of cash can build whatever he wants, wherever he wants in this city. They moved all of South Boston out of their home. They bought them out of house and home so they could rebuild Southie and have that seaport the way that they wanted it. Okay, they said no to the stadium when they wanted to build that little island off of the seaport, where the seaport was for the Patriots. They said no. They wanted to move Fenway there. They said no. And then the billionaire said, "Well, we're just going to buy it from up under you." But instead of building a stadium, they built housing.
But so hold on. Southie said no. People living in Southie said no to the stadium and the seaport.
They said no to the Red Sox and to the Patriots.
Yes, but I don't know that you – again, I understand people want to look and go, hey, it's they can't do this deal without building a new stadium. They may very well have gone into it knowing they're not going to build a new stadium.
And, Tarek, I don't know if you're right or wrong. Obviously, I have no idea. You very well could be. But wouldn't you want to leverage the cities against each other? So if you were considering moving to Everett, wouldn't you be – until the deal is signed, you would never take Boston out of play if you're trying to find the best deal for your organization.
Yeah, but I think everybody knows how unrealistic that is. Everybody knows it because you can't find property in space now. And everything is bought up. And if there's not construction on it, there are a bunch of posts where it's going to be construction. I drive the city all day.
Listen, T-Dog, thanks for the call. Here's Eric. Oh, it's the actual Worm, not Worm guy who's here with us. Worm. Worm, good morning.
What up? Good morning. Great show. How are you guys today?
What's up?
I feel that, like, you know, him making that sale, and even Wick saying that, it's just kind of like, you know, it's kind of like playing a shell game. They definitely want their own stadium. And I don't mind the idea of doing what the Patriots did 40, 50, 60 years ago, removing the Boston from Boston Celtics, becoming the New England Celtics, and then it widens the scope of where they could put an arena.
It's arguably the most storied franchise in sports, called the Boston Celtics.
Yeah. Let's put it in
not the New England Celtics.
Let's call them the Tri-State Yankees.
It's not Worm. Like no, Worm is gone.
Don't
you want to go see the Celtics and the Bruins play in the city of Boston?
Yes. I don't care.
Not
I don't,
in Natick. You don't.
I want them team. I want wherever they play to have the best possible team imaginable. Yeah. And they didn't do that in Boston right now.
Maybe most people. I may be on an island on this one. I like going to the games in the city of Boston.
Yeah, but people go to Foxborough.
They hate it.
Keep saying that they don't like it. They don't like going to Foxborough. It's eight times a year. It's
Wiggs a big Revs guy.
I get that, and
I think the reason why people hate Foxborough so much is because it's the Route 1. So you'd have to find a place.
Wiggy, there's no place where every highway intersects. Every place in the suburbs is going to be a place that's tough to drive to. Courtney won't be able to go because they don't have streetlights.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like driving at night. I don't know what to tell you.
Like I said, I'm kind of with like Curtis on this one.
You're the biggest like history of Boston City guy I know. And you're like, yeah, no problem. Move the Celtics to Saugus.
It wouldn't matter.
No problem.
Yeah, because nowadays, like I gave you a bunch of teams that the Giants and Jets both play in New Jersey.
Yes.
And I think the Giants and Jets fans are like, as long as the teams.
People make fun of it all the time. Yeah. They say.
And it's different weeks. I agree with you, but football's different. It's a full day event. It's not like an NBA game. You go from work, you grab a drink, you go to the game. Football, it's like you tailgate at 9, you're home at 7 p.m. It's a whole day.
Also, we had a call about Worcester. Now we're getting farther and farther. This is DJ from Hyannis.
Oh, good.
Hey, DJ, what's up?
Some clarity.
We're going farther west, but go ahead, DJ. What?
Let's go on. Curtis, shut your mouth. Why wouldn't they call you? Send them to Springfield.
Springfield.
Love it.
Send them
Sounds
over.
Great. I'm sorry.
I'll leave tomorrow for the game on Sunday.
Right.
What
about Stockbridge?
Springfield, right there at the Basketball Hall of
Fame. Dr. Seuss's hometown.
A lot of land out there.
A lot to love about Springfield.
All right, well, it will get interesting,
and
you will be able to talk about it all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEI. We are at Wachusett Mountain. It's the final snow show of snow show season. I think in I don't know, a week and a half or so, we'll announce where we're going roadshow-wise because spring is here.
I got a solution, Greg.
Yes.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, the Boston Celtics of Saugus.
That's great. That's great. I love it. I love it.
Drop it in East Boston. Right at Suffolk Downs.
All right.
I'd be fine. If you want to go Eastie, that's as far as I'll go.
All right. Really?
Yeah.
Right. And then everybody can go through the tunnel, and it'll take an extra 2 hours on a Tuesday night to get to a Celtics game.
Oh, what about us that live on the other side of the tunnel?
You aren't one of them.
You don't live on the
other side. You live at the Garden.
I have friends and family that live on the other side.
Stop with the narrative that you live in Eastie.
I have friends and family that live out there.
You don't have any family in East Boston?
I have friends and family that
You don't have any family in East Boston?
My cousin Chico lives in East Boston.
Chico!
Chico does. Really?
I got friends and family that live in Eastie.
So does Greg.
Is he taking bets on the tournament?
No, okay. He's not taking
bets. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins fall to the Golden Knights out west. 5-1 was the final. Morgan Geeky had the sole goal for the Bruins, while Jeremy Swayman had 27 saves in the loss. The Red Sox fell to the Twins 2-1. Tonight, they have the Pirates at JetBlue. First pitch at 6:05. You can listen to the matchup right here on WEEI. And across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Celtics have the Jazz tonight in Utah. Tip is at 9:30. Jaylen Brown and Xavier Tillman are both listed as out for this one. We had Wick Grosbeck on already this morning. If you missed it, you can listen to that on the Odyssey app. And first day of the first round of March Madness, and we got our first big upset as 5-seed Clemson fell to 12-seed McNeese State. Final score of that one, 69-67, and with that, only 1.4 million perfect brackets remain out of the 24 million made. More games today after Yale lost at Texas A&M yesterday. We get the rest of the New England teams in action tonight in UConn taking on Oklahoma at 9:25. Bryant will take on Michigan State at 10 p.m. and the Lady Stags from Fairfield also in action taking on Kansas State at 2:30 p.m. You can listen to all the action starting at noon today on EEI AM. And when it comes to the Hockey East, a hell of a game out of Maine who defeated Northeastern in double OT of the semis. They'll face off with UConn for the championship. Puck drop is at 7:30 this evening. You can listen to that on the Odyssey app. Cooper Boardman and Jimmy Connolly on the call. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I got two hot college hoops bets that I won't be making, so don't yell at me. But North Carolina, -1.5, Ole Miss. The team that wins the play-in game in an 11-6 game, always pretty good. And I always root for St. Mary's because they're from, like, New Zealand, the whole team. They're crazy people. Mm. Gonzaga did well in round one. St. Mary's beat Gonzaga to win their conference. So those are my two picks to click.
St. Mary's. Over under on any physical violence between John Calipari and Rick Pitino this weekend.
All I ask for is a duel on Federal Hill today. Is it on or in Federal Hill?
I would be on Federal Hill.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get that right.
Actually, a hill.
Ken listens back and air checks my incorrect statements. Yes. 43 degrees right now. The rain has subsided mostly. Afternoon high 47.
All right, we're at Wachusett Mountain on a Friday for a snow show. And we're going to play the best hill mills or hill. I always hill say hill mills. Hill notes that have been left for us next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast.
Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it is a snow show Friday, and good morning, and thank you for listening to our dear old coworker Danielle, who just shared, and I put it on my Instagram. I also sent it to Eamon. The video, we were talking about the incident in 2006 here at Wachusett in which a luge contestant broke their leg and then continued on with the partying.
Yeah.
She shared that video because she somehow has that in her archives.
Yes.
And so I'll see if Eamon can get that on Twitch before we get out of here today, but it's on my Instagram story. So.
And it is wild.
It's wild. Well, yeah. You could identify the individual who
He rolls out of the structure after. Holding his leg,
I'm sure he's fine now. Though.
Yeah, I'm sure he's great. Great story.
What's more gruesome, the Gordon Hayward injury or this?
Probably Joe Theismann is the only one.
Oh, sorry,
only
too
one
topical.
Worse, only one worse than this. all right, so we had. By the way, thanks to everybody who's here this morning. Thanks to everybody who came out last night. You guys are unbelievable. Thanks to everybody who's been listening to the show.
Thanks to the Crowleys
on the Odyssey app. Thanks to the Crowleys. Thanks to those of you who have been watching the show this morning on Twitch, and this show on Twitch every day is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit: Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and Portland and Bath, Maine. Just go to springersjewelers.com.
And Ken's going to Springer's. He's getting an EEI chain.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, really?
He should. He absolutely should.
Keep those diamonds dancing, Ken.
Amen.
All right. It's been, 10, 12 hours since Curtis has heard the voice of Angry Principal Dave.
Thank God.
As he did here last night, so we should probably get the Hill Notes.
I love it.
Which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
All right, Chime, let him rip.
Good morning, morning show. I want to call out two lies. After talking to Amen Corner for a while last night.
Sorry, Amen.
Olivia Culpo is a liar. She definitely went out with him. What a good guy. Good personality. Funny. No doubt she went out with him. She's a liar. And the other liar was me last night publicly saying I'm friends with Curtis. That was a complete lie. You are still a miserable SOB, numbnuts.
You guys spent a good amount of time.
I did not, actually. Nope. I was beckoned by his paid assistant, and I said, I didn't come here to see you. I came here to see the lovely people that I was able to speak to last night.
I got to thank him. I don't know how he came up with it, but he did deliver the Gregory Hill road sign, like the actual road sign from the town of Princeton.
Are you putting that in your apartment or in the studio?
I will not be allowed to put that in the apartment.
Okay. Thought you put it above the bed.
I will probably put that in the studio.
Okay.
I'll bring that back to the studio. But I don't know if there was a crime involved or
never know.
Or a payoff or whatever. But
never know.
The real crime is what that school system's paying Principal Dave. My God.
Is it just like a, hey, what's up with you guys? Or how does it go?
No, he kept wanting me to come over and sit with them. I'm like, why would I sit with you? You're psychotic.
He was hoping James was coming because he said kids love him. So
no, that's what he tells himself. And I love you, Dad, who's having a procedure this morning. I love you. But my dad had this issue that all the people at his office had to laugh at his jokes. And so he'd come home, and I'm just like, that's not funny, Dad. I love you. And
So they were encouraging him with the with dad jokes.
Right, because, you know, he's the boss, so say
whatever.
He
thought he was Adam Sandler.
Right, and so what a principal does when he's surrounded by captive audiences is he thinks he's entertaining, but it's just an assembly. They have to be there. They're not choosing to listen to you. You're the principal. They have to listen to you.
Right.
He's really not that interesting.
Mm. All right, John.
After doing my extensive show prep, I came to the realization that Jackson and Shime should have been at Wachusett last night, and you guys should have left that Debbie Downer love child of Megamind and Droopy Dog at home.
Was that him again?
No, it's a different guy. Maybe that was his assistant.
Yeah, it could have been.
I wasn't even here. I was here for like 10 minutes.
Milkshake song was a nice touch.
Curtis is a lot of fun out on the road. What do you guys think?
Okay.
Very nice to everyone.
Thank you very much. Checks in the mail.
It's not like you're going to be wearing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, Angry Principal Dave is a real riot. Yeah. I mean, the guy, he's going to be at Giggles tomorrow.
Not going to be running around with a lampshade on your head or anything.
Nope. Just trying to do my job to the very best of my ability and get home safely.
Yep. Go ahead, Jeff.
If there were brackets for the Greg Hill Show, Curtis would be a 16 seed. Everybody else, 1 seed.
Jeez.
Do we have an update on brackets, by the way?
We do.
Ick brackets.
Yeah, and we'll have 4 more today.
Okay.
Let me just pull this right up. So we had... tough start for the cat owners in the place.
Yeah.
Lady Jade. Owning cats beat out paying with gift cards, unfortunately.
Okay. Saw that coming.
Yeah. T-shirt with no bottoms, the Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
Beat out crossing with your legs, or sitting with your legs
crossed.
Well,
that was... crisscross applesauce.
Well,
that
no, was not... it was really more of the sitting there.
No, Chris,
like how
we had sales smoke. She described it.
Well, I wasn't there for that one. For me, I made the bracket.
Yeah.
And the bracket was sitting like this.
Yeah, leg crosser.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, I win again.
Okay. We had weak handshake beating out drinking milk alone.
All right.
Oh, another loss for the worm.
And last but not least, Greg Hill. Vindicated. Workout grunts beat out pushing out farts.
Thank you. All right, so I have zero.
So there you go. Zero and so far.
Greg.
Almost too pristine.
I can spend the summer wearing my flip-flops and loudly pushing out farts.
There you go.
Disgusting. What?
Sign me up.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
I can just picture Angry Principal Dave sitting in his office for hours in the morning trying to script up the most perfect Hill note, even to the point where like his secretary barges down his door and goes, Dave, there's a fight in the gymnasium. And he's like, not now. I'm trying to figure out what the perfect song is for my Hill note today because I have nothing else going on in my life and I'm so bored.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, he is incorporating the songs into his message.
Yeah. This actually is real quick Joe, who is in the car. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Curtis. What's this guy Angry Principal Day? What's he got for you, bud? Is he in love with you or something? This guy's got problems,
I mean,
man.
I got to tell you, I am a lovable guy. That's what it is. I exude love. So he definitely... I don't know what it is, Joe, to be candid. I think we're giving him a little bit too much run because he's gotten to his very small head already. But either way, I just enjoy the music and the download of the Odyssey app.
Okay. What's next, Sean?
Oh, how I enjoy the highs and lows of this show. First, Curtis comes with the amazing plug. The only thing on fire at Shores and Star Market is the deals. Nailed it. Felt good about himself, I know it. And then the lows come.
I bet treating like a smart individual.
Ugh. You're painful sometimes, Shine. Love you, but painful.
People are so kind.
I love people. Very I love angry. Hill notes, though.
Chime is just very, he's firm in his opinions.
Yeah.
Of late.
Sure is.
Never half-assed one thing, Greg, whole-assed anything.
All right.
Very confident.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're half the ass you used to be.
Amen.
True that.
Almost two
in
first.
Size, but
not maybe not in personality.
Yep.
I'm surprised you didn't lose it on the fact that they let Steph Diggs leave the building without getting a deal done.
What else is new, Greg? Like, it's this team, they wouldn't pursue DK Metcalf, but they're like, yeah, let's bring in Steph Diggs. That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess there's really no more crashing out. It is what it is now. I don't know what they're going to do. I guess if we'll have to wait till the draft now and see what they do at number 4 and then kind of go from there and say, all right, we're expecting a rookie if they do draft a wide receiver and a room full of young guys to hopefully make Drake May and that offense – and that passing game be better.
Can I ask a question? When did we all start saying crashing out? Like, it's every other sentence, whether it's Wiggy Shime.
I think
like,
it's recent.
Gen Zers are using recent. Crashing out crashing every out. Other sentence. I don't get it.
I haven't noticed it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You'll notice it all the time now. Yeah.
Do you know what the worst part of the Patriots sucking is? Draft talk. It starts in November and it ends in April.
Yeah.
It's like nobody's had an original thought. I understand it's interesting to people. We have to talk about it. But it's like we literally are going to spend months on something that when it's the fourth pick, it'll be done in 5 minutes, and then it's over forever.
Mm-hmm. Knowing what you know about the injury, do you think somebody else is going to give Steph Diggs $12, $13 million? I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So the fact that you let him leave, I mean, I guess you're waiting to see if you can get him at a discount, where, you know, rub five, you know, a couple nickels together and get him at a deal, but I don't know why you would wait.
Well, I think the thing there,
because waiting isn't the most important thing to you.
I would say, to kind of defend him a little bit, I think the thing that they're waiting on is, when will he be available if we do sign him? Based on the injury.
It's not going to be at the start of the season.
Right, right. But is it going to be November? So are we getting Steph Diggs for 8 games? Do you really want to pay a guy $12 million if you're only going to get him for 8 games? Are you getting him, you know, in week 4, week 5? So I think that's kind of where they're trying to decipher where he's going to be health-wise and when they'll get him, if it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is a smart move if nobody else is going to pay him the $12 million and deal with when he can start, when he can start.
But see, even the Steph Diggs thing, like, if that's a concern to you, then I would ask them, well, why aren't you in on Amari Cooper, Tyler Lockett, Keenan Allen? Like, why are you not in on two or three of those guys? Like,
why are you reactionary on offense instead of proactively trying to make the team better as best you can? Like, why is it always waiting for other teams' cast-offs? It's so frustrating, especially when you hear Robert Kraft talk about, oh, I've been a fan forever, this is the only thing. It's like, no, it's not. It is clearly not.
Yeah, you're in cat. You. That's a good point, because you are in kind of like cast-off mode. Because even those other guys that we talk about, whether it's a Steph Diggs, Amari Cooper, and granted, they'll make your room better, but you're not going after the DK Metcalfs. The guy I'd like to see them go after, George Pickens, like those A.J. Brown, if he is available. It's like the aggression is not there when it comes to those guys. The aggressiveness is not there when it comes to those guys who will make your team better.
How many wins the last 2 years were actual, like, games you thought meant something to both teams? Like, so the Bengals game week 1, overreacted, my fault.
Yeah.
There's like the end of the year against the Steelers, yeah. The game against the Jets that they would always win when they sucked with Zach. Like, they've won 8 games in 2 years, and of those 8 games, how many were legit wins against a good opponent? Like 3?
I don't even know. Who were the 3?
So last...
Chicago?
Chicago. But Chicago wasn't a good opponent.
No, Chicago wasn't
that
very
was
good.
An upset, though.
But that wasn't a good opponent. Chicago stinks, like you.
Yeah, exactly. They have a rookie quarterback, too.
Yeah, I mean, when's the last time you beat a good opponent was...
It was week 1 Bengals.
Yeah, and they were on a down year, so right. I would say that, you know...
Buffalo in the playoffs with Mac?
did they beat Buffalo two years? Yeah, well, it might have been...
Although the win
in the regular
game,
season.
That was
yeah.
But that, yeah, was yeah. A, that was 3 years ago. Yeah. Like, they stink.
So maybe the Green Bay game from...
They went to overtime. They lost.
They lost that Billy Zappi game. You're right.
Bill ran the... They were on 4th and 3 at the 40-yard line. Yeah, punted it to Aaron Rodgers. Good job, Bill.
I don't understand why they're always waiting for the price to go down. Like, the speculation this morning that they're in on Ayuk, but they're waiting for the price to go down.
Right.
Like, that's a guy that I would do whatever it's going to take to get him, give it to him.
Right. They approach free agency like you do rotisserie chicken at Costco.
Give them whatever capital you have to give them.
Right. And
All right. Shyam, what else?
I'm really disappointed in the guest leads segment today. It left something to be desired. Sorry, that was my Mac Jones impression. Cuckoo!
Wiggy loves that guy.
It might be time for Curtis to have another intervention. He appears to be addicted to being an insufferable know-it-all douche. Numbnuts.
That was good.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
I like it.
Go ahead,
hey, Ken. What's going on? I'm at the studio. You said open door policy. Where is everybody? Come on, Hill Dog.
I got a text from LB yesterday. I was talking about the Celtics and what a great job they had done.
Nice.
That taking that team from $360 million to $6 billion. So
I think he should come to a road show this year.
He should. This would be the one that LB loved. Wachusett shows. Loved it. He should be here. All right, what's next?
So I have one more, but like it's... somebody wrote almost like a full song.
Oh. Wrote it and performed it.
Yes, wrote it and performed it. Along the tune of Letter Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay. Topic of?
Me, apparently.
Oh.
Oh, got to hear it.
Okay.
Yes. How long is it?
It's about a minute and a half. You can tell.
Oh, good.
You can,
let's go home.
You can yell at me to stop if you want. It's fine.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. It's the Contrarian JT.
Well, I turned into this Greg Hill show. Listen to this guy, I guess his name is Shime. Seems to think he's some sort of Van Gogh. But Mark Trapp's about as cool as mine. And we've noticed lately, with the Wiccan 180, it seems he's found some inner strength. We all know that it's for good, but sometimes I just wish he would gain a little back just so that he can be a better Shine. He was fluffy and not so vain, was a better kid, much more ego and less kid. It was a better show. Until he lost the love that way. And since you don't play my songs anyway, call it a day. Go back to Chick-fil-A.
I mean, that was pretty good.
All right.
Did he use like ChatGPT, you think? Wow.
I think that was all him.
A lot of effort.
Good.
You know what that means, Greg? Now we're going to get more singing songs.
Yeah, you love that. You love singing love when songs.
Yeah, they open it up.
Yes, you do.
They open it up.
A question about ChatGPT AI. Don't you get wigged out when you're sending an email and they're like, do you want help with this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
I like now that if somebody's texted you a few different times, they'll give you an AI summary
right.
in a little box. I like that a lot.
You do?
Well, yeah. They're funny usually.
Greg does those with Wiggy Leads.
Yeah, I don't even still don't know how to work ChatGPT.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. I don't either. It scares me.
Or spell it. Okay.
We are.
it's a P.
Oh,
like pepperoni.
Oh, okay.
P. Yeah. The P, not a B.
Right.
Like prosciutto.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, the Hill Notes were brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
And we'll be right back.
I believe it's over.
I know. It's very sad.
What a 24 hours, 20 hours, whatever we have had here in Central Mass. And a great night last night. And I want to thank everybody who came out last night here at Wachusett at the Coppertop Lounge, or that we ran into at the Barn in Princeton. All those people, thank you so much. And everybody, all you guys for being here this morning.
It's awesome.
Thank you so much. We still have some lift tickets that we're giving
yes.
out. So if you guys want to ski some great spring skiing, get that in, skiing or boarding, then go over and see our street team. We got some Wachusett lift tickets that we can give away. Coming up before we go, we have a bit of a tradition on the road show. It's Wiggy drives us home for the weekend.
Yep.
He's done it in a tank. He's done it in a boat.
Rolls Royce.
He's done it in a Bentley. He's going to do it in the in the groomer today.
Greg gets very mad if you mistake one of those cars.
Yeah, no, shoot.
Other.
Shame on me.
So I would, if you're not watching on Twitch or YouTube, you should, because momentarily we will have Wiggy drive us home and get us out of here.
Yeah.
So,
And a special guest, Curtis and I just met.
Who?
Oh.
Dr. Diana's in the
house. Dr. Diana's here, and let me tell you, in a million years, if there was a lineup, would have never guessed Dr. Diana.
Really? No. Yeah, Dr. Diana. Stand up, Dr.
She's
Diana.
She's well-adjusted.
There she is. There she is. Look at her.
She's going to keep Greg living for many years to come.
Yeah. She did give Greg 5 packets of Wegovy, which I thought was a little awkward.
No, she is the best, Dr. Diana. So glad she's here.
Is she here for Wiggy after the
trip? The groomer?
Yeah.
Do you think he took the handicap
plate off his truck and put it on the groomer?
Yeah, probably.
There has never been someone who I know as well as Wiggy who still makes me laugh so hard at just being himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the ChatGPT.
Yeah, ChatGPT.
And he's so earnest about it.
He misses some things here and there.
Hey, you know?
Don't we all?
Everybody does. Yep. Absolutely.
I never knew mountains were big.
Yeah. So I think we can go now to Wiggy, who is on his phone and maybe in the groomer. Wiggy, are you in the groomer?
Yeah, I'm in the groomer. Can you guys hear me?
You sound great. Yes.
How does that thing? Is it a steering wheel or is
no?
Oh, it's just like controls, like stick shift. Oh,
yeah, it's like a stick shift, like that you would see in an airplane on the right hand side, like that type of thing.
Okay,
you look like a cold Dukakis.
Yeah, so,
you are holding on quite tight.
Like a video, like a video game stick shift. You know, Greg, remember back in the day, the Atari stick shifts?
Yeah.
The Atari remotes? It looks like that.
Are you full? It looks like driver's ed. Are you driving or is somebody else driving?
He's driving. I'm driving down. He says it's easier to drive down than it is to drive up.
I
He's
going to
pick
that's
up some speed going down that.
I feel like there could be an incident here.
Yeah.
We're only doing about 5 miles an hour, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and I wouldn't advise doing any more than that. Now, do you activate the grooming? What is the grooming device? Is it blades or like what is it?
It's like a snow plow in front that I guess it plows the snow, and makes it smooth, and then on the back it's like a. It almost looks like on the back of, like, the Zamboni. I guess maybe it's kicking some stuff up back there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
It's very high-tech. I feel like I'm in a military vehicle.
Well, you have the experience driving the Alamo rental bus, so I mean, I feel like you should be able to adapt to this quite easily.
Right. We're gonna have to go all the way up too. I don't want to get too high up there. I get a little nervous.
You should have said that at 6 a.m.
Hey.
You're going to be great, Wiggs.
Why do I want to go down a steep trail, though? Isn't a steep trail hotter?
I'm
going to
go down it, and then you're going to take over once we get to the bottom.
Oh, okay. He's going to let me drive it. I'm ready to do donuts in this thing.
Yeah, so you want to go down a black diamond. That's the easiest.
Yeah, right. Or just a diamond.
Black
Courtney,
diamond.
Let me tell you something. I go down a black diamond every night.
Oh, okay.
It always goes back to that. Nailed it.
quite the visual to send us home with. All right. Well, Wiggy, great round of applause for Wiggy.
Good job, Wiggy.
He's going to groom his way into the weekend.
All righty.
Which is fantastic. All right. I want to thank everybody, our entire crew here. Obviously, Ken Laird, who sets up all of our snow shows and road shows and does a great job. Eamon on Twitch. Terp here running everything engineering-wise. Great job by those guys. Obviously, Shime Jackson back at the radio station. Great job. And the entire Crowley family and everybody here at Watch You Succeed.
Yes.
And Ashley.
Ashley from the foundation, the amazing Ashley. Thank you guys all so much. We are back on Monday morning, and it will be a new intro day, Shime. Yes. How are you feeling about it so far?
I feel all right. I think it'll be pretty good. I'm hoping people like it.
And right. Ken and Curtis, 9 to 11.
9 to 11 tomorrow, Ken and Curtis show. And Jones and Keefe are next. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for your patronage. Have a great weekend.